From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. President Barack Obama says the U.S. and Ethiopia are strong partners as he visits the African Union's headquarters in Addis Ababa today. He is urging the government there to allow journalists and opposition parties to operate more freely. In a news conference on Monday with Ethiopia's president, Haile Mariam Desalegn, Mr. Obama praised Ethiopia's economic record and said,
"But in the past 15 years, Ethiopia has lifted millions of people out of poverty. We're working closely together to improve food security, to help farmers plant drought-resistant and higher-yield crops. We're building resilience to climate change. Fewer people are suffering needlessly from preventable diseases like malaria. More children are getting an education."
The president also said he held frank discussions with the prime minister and called for opening space for journalists and opposition voices, which he said will strengthen rather than inhibit the ruling party's agenda. Tomorrow, he visits the African Union headquarters in Addis Ababa after spending the day on Ethiopia and South Sudan today. The U.S. says it is working with Turkey on an attack plan to clear Islamic State insurgents from northern Syria, a campaign that will escalate Ankara's involvement in the fight against militants in the region. A U.S. official told news agencies the goal is to create an Islamic State-free zone to ensure greater security along Turkey's border with Syria. But the official said the joint U.S.-Turkey military operation will not include the imposition of a no-fly zone in the region, which is a long-standing Turkish demand. The U.S. is concerned that the creation of such a no-fly zone to halt Syrian government air raids in the region would draw American forces further into the four-year fight to overthrow Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. The U.S. is, however, backing Turkey in its offensive. This is VOA News.